Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I pray that everyone had a nice rest. It is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. This is Dr. Monica Hardy, and I am honored to be on this morning to lead prayer. The worship in the background is Heart of Worship by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And it's just been a song that has been carrying me through the last few weeks and months. Heart of Worship. And I pray that all of us have a heart of worship on this morning. On this morning, the story in the Bible that dropped in my spirit is coming out of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. There is a story of a Shunammite woman who was promised a son. And in following out the story, I'll turn the music down. In following the story, the boy fell sick. And the story says that when she fell sick, the father took the young child to his mother. And the mother, she saddled a donkey and she said to her servant, "Lead on, you know, don't slow down unless I tell you." And she set out to the prophet regarding her son. And I think another version of the Bible says, "Drive and go forward." And this morning, I want to pray about our drive, our that inner ability. I call it, of course, the Holy Ghost, that it will keep, it will stay with us and push us to go forward throughout trials and tribulations and sickness and loss, dismay, all of that. I pray that there is something in us that will give us a drive to go forward. It's something about the mother's love for a child. When something happens to a child, there is no stopping a mother from getting the help or rescuing that child. There is a drive that's in us and that comes upon a mother. And that's how God is when it comes to us. He has a drive to helping us, although we don't see it, although we don't know how it's going to happen. God gets to us, those that continue to press forward. So this morning, I want to pray about that drive to go forth, that inner man, that spirit. What gets you to go forth? That thing that says, don't you push pause, don't you slow down, but you go forward. That's what I want to pray about. That's what every day I get up and I press. And if anybody ever asks, I would always say it has to be God, because it's on the inside of me. I don't know that I have a quit button. Quit is a short one word, four letters, but it's not as easy to quit when you have something on the inside of you that says drive and go forth. I have a Bible, a story Bible, and I think I read something from it last week, and I would like to share this short story with you, and then I'm going to pray. Very relevant to this. And the title of this story is Leave the Outcome to God. And I know this is going to bless somebody listening this morning. The story is about the actor, for those of you who can remember, actor Charlton Heston. And there was a movie back in the day, the great epic Ben-Hur movie. And it was a scene in this movie where Heston, he worked long hours with stunt trainers to learn to drive a chariot for this movie, crucial chariot race scene. And he improved greatly in his skill with mastering the horses and rigs, but he was convinced that the task was more of a challenge than he had initially anticipated. Have any of you ever started a process and somewhere in the middle of that process, you begin to become overwhelmed, or it felt like more than you could handle? So he approached the legendary director of the movie, Cecil DeMille, about the scene. He said, "Mr. DeMille, I worked very hard at mastering this rig. I think I can drive it convincingly in the scene, but I don't think I can win the race." Listen to the words. "I don't think I can win the race." And the director replied something very profound. He said, "You just drive. I'll do the rest." And that's what today is about, this morning prayer. That's the prayer vein right there. I want to say to you this morning, God is saying to you, "You just drive, I'll do the rest." At least that's what he's been saying to me. I feel like I've been just moving around in the dark, not knowing exactly where I'm going. But the Lord is speaking to me, just like he spoke to Abram in the beginning. He said, "Leave what's familiar and go forward." And he went in a place that he had no knowledge of. But I can hear God saying, just as this story, "You just drive and I'll do the rest." Sometimes we're focusing on winning the race and we don't know how to win the race. Heck, some of us don't even know how to even keep going in the race. But this director said, "You just drive, I'll do the rest." And I feel that for the purpose of this is the voice of God. "You just drive, I'll do the rest." And as the scripture says, drive and go forth. And that's what I would like for us to focus our prayers on this morning. Getting our drive and keeping our drive and moving forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this morning, connecting my shield of faith with believers across the globe, thanking you for yet another day and another opportunity to bless and praise your holy name, O God. Father, we love you today. Father, we honor you today. Father, we adore you today. We thank you, God. We take time to say thank you. We take time this morning to praise you. We lift our hands. We take time to push pause, adore you, God, reverence you, God. God, you are good. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love and your kindness. God, each and every one of us are on a grace process or in a grace process. We are in a journey, a faith journey. And God, we need you, God. And we acknowledge your presence, oh Lord. God, if it had not been for you, what would we do? Where would we go? Where would we be? You said in your word, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will raise up a standard against him. God, some of us have a flood or some type of rainstorm every single day of our lives. But God, each and every day, you raise the standard. Today, this morning, we command our very morning. We say today will be a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will prophesy that our steps are ordered by God. We will prophesy that every closed door shall be opened, and every open door that needs to be closed will be shut tight. Father, we will command our day that favor will follow us on today, God. Oh, God, we will command our day that every obstacle shall be removed on today, God. Oh, God, we will prophesy and command that we will omit and we will skip across every pothole on the road today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And for those of us that might hit a pothole, we will get up, drive, and go forth, because even the stumbling blocks are lessons. Even the stumbling blocks are not a surprise to you, God. Today, we are pressing in today. We are pressing forward today. Today, I hear you, Lord, drive and go forth. Don't slack up. Drive and go forth. God, sometimes that's easier said than done. Sometimes, God, there is no clear path to this. There are no instructions. There's nothing that tells us what we could be doing or should be doing. But Father, today we still say we will be obedient, God, and we will go on. I believe the word of God say we will press toward the mark of a higher calling that is within Christ Jesus. I believe the word tells us today, God, that we will set our affection on the things above and not beneath, God. Oh, God, I believe the word tells us that all things are possible through Christ that strengthens us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I believe the word even tells me to think on these things, God, to think on the good things, the honest things, the just things, the things that are a good report, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I believe the word even lets me know that if I hunger and thirst after righteousness, I will be filled. I even believe that the word comforts those as myself in mourning, that if there is comfort that for those that mourn. So, God, I thank you for covering all bases today. I thank you, God, for being our shepherd and we not wanting for anything, God. I even thank you that when we cry, you bottle up every tear, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray today that you fill our mouths with the word of God. I pray, God, that when we open our mouth, we're swinging a sword against the enemy, God, and the word of God is coming from our belly like rivers of living water. I pray that when the enemy launches an attack on us, our sword out our mouth will be, for it is written, for it is written, for it is written. We will fight back with the word of God. God, you said, God, you promised, God, you will, God, you shall, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Today, I pray in a press, and I pray for a press. I'm pressing this morning, and I continue to press every day, and I pray that my fellow colleagues, that my fellow constituents, that my friends, my co-laborers, my family, that we will all continue to press in, drive, and go forth. Do not slow down. Do not slack up. Do not pull on the reins, but go forward. That is the only way to let the enemy know that you know who God is. Jesus is real to me. Jesus is Abba. He is shepherd. He is daddy God. He is protector. He is provider. He is peace. He is prosperity. He is the promise. He is the purpose. And we trust him. So Father, I pray today that the person that's sitting down, got the minor headache, the pain going across the back of the head, the pain running in the back of the head, the pain in the lower back, the pain running down the back of your legs. I speak against the pain now in the name of, and I call you healed. Namasuko. Oh God, this morning, while I'm praying, remove pain. While I'm praying, let the warmth of God, the Spirit of God, the power of God, the finger of God, the anointing of God run down through your body. May you get a quickening in your spirit. May you get power. May you get peace. May you get comfort. I speak a push on you this morning. I speak a drive on you this morning. We bind the hands of the enemy on today. We cancel the very assignment of the enemy on today. And Father, we push forward. We call on the Holy Ghost today. We call on the Holy Ghost fire. We call our health forward. We pull up. We pull forward. We pull up and we press in, God. We press forward, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask you today to give us the strength. God, give me the strength. But God, I pray not just for myself. I pray for others today. I pray that you strengthen us, that you give us the push, you give us the drive. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to see was not even there. As you said to Abraham, all that you can see, it will belong to you after he separated from Lot. And this morning, if you need to separate yourself from something, if you need to separate yourself from somebody, if you need to separate from a person, place, or thing, if you separate, open your eyes up and see what the goodness of God has in store for you. Oh, today is a new day. Oh, today is a new beginning, and we will drive forward. Even if your drive is to get help, be like the Shunammite woman. Don't you slack up. Go forward. When that thing comes on you, when that pain comes on you, when things seem to be shutting down, open up your mouth and remind God, as Hezekiah did, your loyalty to him, your loyalty in worship, your loyalty in praise. Remind God and then go in and pray. And you say, don't slack up, and you press forward, and your help will be there in the name of Jesus. I am a witness today that Jesus will show up under the Boso coat, show up in the midst of trouble, show up in the times of storm, show up when people walk off, show up. He will show up. So today, I pray a press in your spirit. I say, don't you slack up. I say, go forward. I go forward because God is saying, you just drive and I will do the rest. This morning, I pray that you leave the outcome to God. I pray this morning that you leave the outcome to God. I believe a songwriter say, while you trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. Today, I call forth Jesus' mouth. That's what I call it, Jesus' mouth. Those in financial crises, those that's trying to figure some things out with your money. Your money not looking right. It's not like you calculated it. I promise you on today that if you paid a tithe, gave an offering, sold a seed, I call forth Jesus' mouth. Hey. Jesus' mouth is what happens when your money just start coming together. It happened to me more than I could ever count. The money wasn't there, but everything still got paid. I call that Jesus' mouth. When you know the finances are not there, but things still open up for you, I call that Jesus' mouth. Today, I call for some Jesus' mouth in somebody's finances. Some numbers gonna come together. Some dollars gonna come together. Some finances gonna show up. I call that Jesus' mouth. I just tell you to go forth in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are not well. I pray for those that are still battling COVID or have other sickness and diseases. I pray strength to your body. I pray restoration today. I pray the full armor of God so your head can be guarded against the words and sounds of the enemy today. I pray your heart be guarded with the breastplate of righteousness. I pray the sandals are tightened so you can walk in peace. I pray your belt is tightened around your waist so when you open your mouth and talk to God, you will tell him the truth. I pray that you connect your shield with the right people. I pray today that the sword that comes out of your mouth will sling heavy and hard and cut the neck off the enemy today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray you go forward. I pray that the fruit of the Spirit will guide you and lead you. I pray when you don't feel like smiling, people will still see love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, faith, long-suffering, meekness, God, in the name of Jesus, and a little bit of temperance will be there in the name of Jesus, so you don't go off on nobody. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Today, I pray the blessings of the Lord. I pray you're daily loaded with its benefits. I pray your daily bread and daily portion today in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray your cup overflow in the name of Jesus. I pray a table be put in the presence of your enemy. I pray your head be anointed with oil in the name of Jesus. I pray your steps are ordered by God. You just go forward. He will win the race in the name of Jesus. Go forward today, people. Press forward today, people. Don't push pause. Just go forward. faith do not fail, as God said to Peter. I pray your faith will not faint in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I pray that you press forward today, people of God. I pray that for sufficiency, God said, my grace is sufficient. So today I pray sufficiency over your life. That what does not seem to be enough, grace will be a supply of sufficiency. I pray that everyone that has a first today, that it be well. First day on the job, first day in a class, first day in school, first day in whatever. I pray that your first will be the best on today in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We continue to pray for those in school, all of our children. All of our children, the teachers, the faculty, the principals, the security guards on campus. The four points of the campuses and the school grounds. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, whatever county you're in, we pray for that public school system in the name of Jesus, as well as the private sector in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for every home and family and marriage represented today, every single that's pressing through. I pray for you today in the name of Jesus. I pray for fivefold leaders across the globe. Every apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist, I pray strength to your body. I pray that you don't give up today in the name of Jesus. Even at times when it seems like the enemy is winning, oh, God is saying, you just drive. You just drive and I'll do the rest. Today, I want to encourage somebody today to drive and go forth. I want to encourage somebody today. Do not slack up on the rain. I want to encourage somebody today to keep looking to the hills for which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray right now for revelation, God, and illumination, God. Mysteries, God, heavenly mysteries to be revealed today. I pray an opening up of your mind in the name of Jesus, God. It's, education is wonderful, but revelation is a must. I pray that we just not be educated to something, that we don't just have the knowledge of something, but God give us wisdom and understanding and divine counsel as indicated in Isaiah 11:2 in the name of Jesus. God, help us to always fear and reverence you in the name, because if we don't fear you, God, we'll do anything in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, these are my prayers on today for the people of God on today. I pray, God, that you will rest, rule, and abide with us on today. I pray, God, that your agenda be our agenda today in the name of Jesus. I pray for synchronization and syncopation, and I even pray for a harmonious flow with you. I pray that we be in total alignment with you on today, God. I pray today, God, that we will move in stride with you, God. I pray all our cylinders will be turning with you, God. I pray that we will stay connected to the vine today, oh God. I pray that we will not get weary in well-doing on today, God. I pray, God, that we will seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, because you said everything else will be added to us, oh God. I pray we will not lean to our own understanding on today, God. God, we rest in the word. And knowing, God, that all things are working together for the good of those, for the good of those that love you and are called according to your purposes, oh God. Oh God, I pray today for the exceedingly and abundantly above all. I pray for the abundance above all. I pray for the abundance above all things in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray and I thank you for being the comforter. I thank you for being the keeper on today. I thank you, God, for answering questions on today. Thank you, Jesus, God, because many have questions. God, answer the questions of your people. Remove the fear. Let them be free to ask you questions. You are our parent, God. And parents, we often tell our children, talk to me. Ask me what you want to ask. Today, talk to God. He's daddy, God. Talk to him. Tell him the truth. Tell him what's on your mind. Your problem isn't getting solved because you're not telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But tighten up the belt of truth. Tell God the truth. Tell him what you feel weak in. Tell him what you feel like you cannot handle. Tell him the areas of failure. Tell him the areas you keep messing up. Tell him the truth. And I promise, the Bible said he'll make a way of escape. The Bible said he will redeem. The Bible said that the ears of the Lord, he hears the cries of the righteous. In the name of Jesus. And if you don't know the Lord, I pray that you confess with your mouth. Confess your sins before the Lord. Confess your sins before the Lord. In the name of Jesus, according to Romans 10:9, in the name of Jesus, so that you can be saved on today. Father, we need you on today. We press it in on today, and we thank you on today. We love you on today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that are suffering a loss, and it's just overwhelming at times. God, I just pray for continued strength on today. Not only for me, but for others. God, teach us how to see sometimes, how to walk it out. Explain the unexplainable in the name of Jesus. When we don't have words for simple questions like, how you doing? God, give us words, give us strength, give us peace, give us hope in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, today that your faith fail not. I pray today that you're not weakened in your faith. I pray today that you keep hope against our hope. I pray today, God, that you're fully persuaded. Hey, God, I pray for the faith of the people on today in the name of Jesus. Father, you can do all things but fail. And Father, we rest in you. We lay our ears against your lips. We lay our heads against your chest in the name of Jesus. And we rely on you. We lean not to our own understanding on today. Father, you said in the word that upon this rock you will build the church. We are the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail in the name of Jesus. So I speak that over the body of Christ today, that God will build you. God will lead you. God will guide us. All we have to do is drive, and he will do the rest. All we have to do is leave the outcomes to God. All we have to do is don't slack up in the name of Jesus. Continue to connect your shield of faith with other believers. According to scriptures that we're all going through together. We're not the only ones going through. But other bodies of believers, other believers are going through just like you each and every day. But God is God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And they who dwell therein, we are amongst the they. And God promises to never leave us and never forsake us in the name of Jesus. Today, we stand on your promises, oh God. Today, we trust in you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Today, we love on you today, God. Today, we bless the Lord at all times, God. Even in the hard times, we will find a praise. We will find a praise. We will thank you for what's not good. We'll thank you for what is good. We praise you for the enemies because they're our stepstools. We thank you on today. I pray the Holy Ghost fall upon your life. I pray the Holy Ghost will grip you on today. I pray the Holy Ghost will help you to drive and go forth. I thank you today. I love you today, Lord. I love you today, Lord. I love you today, God. Today we repent of sin in the name of Jesus. We repent today. If you have not done that, take a moment and say, Lord, I repent. Lord, I repent. Repentance ain't bad. Lord, I repent. You may feel like I did pretty good today. Repent anyway. In the name of Jesus. Tell him you love him. Tell him you need him. Tell him thank you today. And Father, we're careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining us in prayer on this morning. From the Mountaintop Church family, we want to thank you for joining us this morning in prayer. The church is growing and continuing by faith. We honor today the leaders of Mountaintop, and that is Bishop Clint House and Dr. Mary House. We thank you this morning. I would like to acknowledge all the leaders on the line today. Thank you for joining and joining your share with mine and charging heaven. Thank you. I pray this morning that you will continue to support the eChurch of Mountaintop Faith Ministries through Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or via the app. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.